Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Monday, July 11th. I had a pretty great weekend, although it ended on a down note on Sunday in my dad's basketball league. No, we didn't lose. I'll get to that in a little bit. Got some good sports news on a Monday for you. Lamar Jackson, I'm sure you guys saw his social media demanding money over the weekend. Not a great look for him. We got the NBA's first $60 million man, who we'll get to shortly. I think we'll be surprised. Yes, I am going to touch on the Zach Wilson situation with the Jets against my better judgment, and big MLS coaching change. And I know normally, you know, people won't care about an MLS coaching change, but when a legend is coming to the league, kind of a big deal. It's funny, on summer weekends when I know there's really no sports to watch, sorry, I didn't really get into Wimbledon. Congrats to Djokovic. I think he now has the most Grand Slams. I don't know. I didn't watch Wimbledon. Sorry. I saw some people writing about it on social media when I popped on briefly Sunday morning. But overall, yeah, I didn't watch a lot of sports this weekend. Played a lot, hooped on Saturday morning. Ended up going to the Dodgers game Saturday night. My buddy Jeff secured great seats. This is the guy with the Lakers season tickets. In an oddity, we were in an area where the foul balls were coming your way. But not always foul balls. You know, after the inning is over, they'll come toward the dugout, the Cubs in this case, and they'll toss some balls over the mesh netting. So it was four of us sitting. I was on the far right of the four seats. And my buddy Jeff, who had the tickets, was the second from the left. He had a ball toss over the net, land behind him. The guy literally behind him got the ball. And the guy in front of him snagged the ball. It was weird. Neither guy had a glove. You think in the moment, oh man, I'm going to go up and get it. I'm going to sacrifice the body. I've got this. You know, it's just, it happens so fast. And we were close on two of them, but I've never had one the row in front and the row behind. A little disappointed that we did not get one. But overall, good night at the Dodgers. And Sunday was like the McIntyre basketball family day. My daughter is in this summer league. with boys and girls, it's a tough league. It's going to be a tough season for her. They played the best team that's totally stacked. The coach is a total D-bag who loaded up his team. Like the only guy who showed up at the draft. No other coaches showed up. So he basically took a ridiculous team, and then the other three teams are left fending for themselves. And, you know, we have some good players. We might be able to take them down because we have the best player in the league, I think. And it was just the first game, and we got a couple kids who'd never really played basketball before. And my daughter had an assist on the very first play. We took a 2-0 lead, and then we lost. But then my son played. He had a good start. It didn't end well, and he had to leave early because he got into this math program. I know it's at a university here, so he had to miss the fourth quarter, and they ended up losing. His coach, I don't mind mentioning for the people who listen, is USC basketball coach Andy Enfield. He has a son that goes to one of the rival elementary schools around here. Andy, super nice guy. Of course, I had to name drop a couple AAU coaches I know, so Andy would be like, oh, you know people. but he did a good job. The team lost. We were missing our best guy and another kid who's pretty good. But I think we're going to have a good summer. My son likes the team. He's getting shots, but you know, they got to, Andy's got to make a couple changes, but I'll leave it at that, depending on who's listening. And then, of course, really quickly on my dad basketball game, we played a team we beat in the opener by, like, I don't know, 25. And they added some guys. We were down, our two of our three big guys and then our best shooter. And this is kind of a nip and tuck game. Of course, you know, it's frustrating. I have been suffering some injuries lately. If you guys remember playing basketball, I needed 6 stitches. I don't know. Maybe it was 8 months ago. Maybe it was 10 months ago. But needed 6 stitches. And it's frustrating. So I go to set a screen because they were overplaying because we have some shooters. I go to set a screen on this guy, and he's running so fast that even though I set the screen, his head slams right into my face right where I needed the stitches. So instantly I knew, I could just feel the head. I could feel I'm going to get a black eye underneath my eye. And oh my gosh, did my face open, the stitches that I had 10 months ago. So I just put up my hand, start walking to the bench, and I'm kind of covering my eye. And I'm like, I go to right to my daughter who has the camera, all the camera work from her. And I'm like, Bryn, is there blood? And she goes, yes. And I just knew it was not good. So I barely, I went back in and tried to play. And she's like, Dad, you should not be going back in. You know, daughter looking out for me. I tried to give it a go, but it was a little, there was some blood. It could feel a little puffing. The distortion, it's just, I didn't play great. And we pulled out the victory. A little physical game, no doubt. But we got the dub. And next week, I believe, you know, we're 5-1. And the other team that's 5-1, who we beat by 30, but they were missing their second best player. So we play them next week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. You guys know how it works with the injuries. Dads, you know, you got to clear it with the wife. So later this morning, I will be going to the guy who stitched me up and find out if I need more stitches or if it's just going to heal on its own. And I got to be on the shelf for a minute. So, you know, it's weird. I'm always thinking, like, got hurt in the soccer tournament, the concussion, the shoulder thing, like, do I need to tone it down and just start focusing on tennis as I age into my 40s here? I don't know. A little disappointing, but you guys are here for sports. And I did mention the Dodgers. Shout out to Ohtani, who is playing lights out for a bad Angels team. All Angels are in the wild card mix. I got a buddy who's a big Angels fan. He told me he will be listening to the pod while he's in Hawaii for the next 2.5 weeks. He's got to be stoked. Ohtani going to the All-Star game as a pitcher and hitter for the second year in a row. Shout out to him. But we're not here to talk baseball.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I will get in an MLS note while adding my Necaxa team in Liga MX. Got a nice win. Late goal in the second half, pull out the 2-1 victory. Triumphant. No joke. As I'm driving to our rec league basketball game, I have the game on the app. I'm watching it on the app. It's pretty cool. You can do that. Like, I gotta say, as much flack as I give social media and cell phones, like the ability to be watching a soccer game, in Mexico on an app is pretty awesome while driving. But in the MLS, I just got to touch on this briefly. So DC United is in a big time funk. And if you remember, we had one of the owners for the Liga MX team, Necaxa, on. His name is Sam Porter. I've known him, you know, 5, 6, 7 years now, maybe going on 8 years. He was on the podcast talking about soccer team ownership. He used to work for DC United. They are struggling right now. So DC United just brought in Wayne Rooney, straight up legend. Honestly, one of the great soccer players of his generation. Wayne Rooney is 36 years old, and he's going to be coaching DC United. He has the most goals for the English national team, most goals for Manchester United, played for DC a few years ago. I have a buddy who's on the team. He married a friend of mine from the area I grew up in. So I follow DC pretty closely. And I just noticed this. Wayne Rooney is only 36 years old. Cristiano Ronaldo is 37. And he's going to be playing in the World Cup this winter. That's a little nutty. I did not realize Rooney already transitioning to coaching while Ronaldo is still playing at a high level for Portugal. At any rate, enough soccer. I don't know which one you guys want me to start with, the NBA or the NFL. I'll save Zach Wilson for last just because it's the Jets and it's very, very rumor heavy at this point. Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. Listen, I had been hoping Dame could go to the Lakers. I thought it would make all the sense in the world for them to rebuild. Tried to speak it into existence. It did not happen. Damian Lillard staying in Portland. Are you ready? 2 years, $122 million. Best I can tell, he's the first $60 million man in the NBA. And he's made a lot of money. He had a great run in Portland. Let's be realistic. All they did was add Jeremy Grant. Are we really supposed to believe suddenly? Portland, which won 27 games. Now, Damian Lillard barely played last year because he had the ab surgery. Turns 32. Traded away McCollum. Are we supposed to believe that the Blazers in the next 2 years, while paying Dame $60 million, are supposed to contend? I don't want to compare this to Kobe because, you know, Kobe won a bunch of titles with the Lakers and he's one of the greatest players in the history of basketball. And Damian Lillard is a very, very good player, an all-time great, a Hall of Fame slam dunk. I just don't know that this trade makes sense. They are prolonging the inevitable. You're going to have to rebuild. You gave Damian Lillard $122 million. Gave Anthony Simons $100 million. The rest of your roster, Josh Hart, Jeremy Grant, Yusuf Nurkic. The bench, they did sign Gary Payton's kid from the Warriors. Nasir Little, we'll see. Justice Winslow, an all-time disappointment, given what he was at Duke. Shaedon Sharpe already got hurt in summer league. I mean, what's he going to do? He's 19 years old. Is he really going to help you? I don't know what they're doing. It feels like when the Lakers paid Kobe, thank you for your service, here's a lot of money, and then the Lakers went into like a six-year funk. I can see Portland, after giving Dame all this money, just totally going south. I'm telling you right now, they will need like three teams to have big-time injury issues if Portland's going to make the playoffs. As good as Damian Lillard is, he can't do this by himself. And the West has gotten so much better than 3 years ago when Portland was very good. I mean, Golden State's back. The Clippers are there. The New Orleans Pelicans are a threat, believe it or not. Dallas went to the conference finals. Guys, this is a loaded Western Conference. I don't know what Portland thinks they're doing. I did see an article. I forget what the source of this was, but it's like a lot of people in Portland are like begging the owner to sell the team. Paul Allen's daughter, I guess, or wife. I think he's a Microsoft billionaire. But the front office is in flux. They just hired a bunch of young guys. Like, I don't know what Chauncey Billups is doing there. Damian Lillard, they're clinging to some, you know, wistful past with Dame and CJ and playoff runs. Like, I think that ship has sailed. That being said, let's get to the NFL where there are two big, big, big stories here on a Monday morning as we wait for this week's Deshaun Watson news, which for whatever reason just keeps getting strung out. I can't even stomach that this is still happening. I will quickly say on Deshaun Watson, I do wonder, the day after Baker Mayfield was traded, you had two female reporters, I think it was Josina Anderson, came out and said that one of the women who was suing Deshaun Watson, she had told her son like nothing happened, her older son, I guess he's like an adult, and he was deposed, I guess, by the NFL and said that, like, yeah, there was really nothing there. And then all of a sudden, when she saw all these other people suing, she jumped in. And it was a weird thing to leak the day after Cleveland traded Baker Mayfield. It felt like, hey, I know everybody thinks we're screwed and it's going to be the Jacoby Brissett show, but now that we unloaded Baker and we know the suspension's not going to be 16 games or 12 or maybe even not 10, let's get rid of Baker and let's start putting out our side quietly. We haven't really fought back. I don't know what you can fight back with, but you know how this works. And it's all spin job by both sides. And Aditi, who worked for the NFL Network, I'm not sure where she is now, but she also came out and said the Browns don't think it's going to be double-digit games. So now it's what looked like a year is now starting to feel like maybe 6 to 8, something in that neighborhood. Maybe it's 10 negotiated down to 8. I don't know, but we expect some Deshaun Watson news this week.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, The cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well-known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates, young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
In other quarterback news that's more positive than funny, Lamar Jackson over the weekend, I guess his talks are not going well with Bisciotti and the ownership of the Ravens, because Lamar Jackson changed his avatar to like the grill, you know, the mouth gold stuff that the rappers wear. Gold stuff, that sounds terrible. And it says, I need money. And it's his avatar on Instagram and his background on Twitter. Like, that's the new, hey, things aren't going my way. Let me negotiate with them through social media where all my fans, they're here for me, are going to cape up for me and be like, pay that man his money. And, you know, Lamar Jackson clearly has a case. Hey, guys, guess what? I have an MVP award, and we've been to the playoffs, I believe, 2 out of 4 seasons. I got a little dinged up last year. My numbers are pretty great. I know I've had some issues in the playoffs, but, oh, by the way, I do have a playoff win, which was in 2020. And his playoff numbers actually are bad. 3 touchdowns, 5 picks in 4 games. The Buffalo loss was tough, but, you know, Buffalo was very, very good. The win over Tennessee was, you know, good. He was strong in that when they bounced back from an early deficit. I throw out the early one against the Chargers. I mean, he played like 7 games in his career at that point. But Bottom line is, you got to pay Lamar Jackson. And if they didn't learn their lesson from watching Dak Prescott, teams have to realize it's tough to find a quarterback. The earlier you pay, the better it turns out for you. The longer you wait, the price goes up. Because someone else signs a deal, and next thing you know, you've got to match that. And frankly, Dak Prescott got a lot of money. I don't see how Lamar Jackson doesn't get at least what he got. At least. He's had way more success than Dak Prescott. It's not even really close. And I don't care if you want to go by the Football Outsiders metric, the Pro Football Focus. Lamar Jackson's a better quarterback and has proven more through, what, four seasons than Dak Prescott. I don't think there's even an argument there. I mean, Lamar Jackson, we can dispute how good of a thrower he is. I'm just telling you, the numbers don't lie. Dak Prescott has not been as good as Lamar Jackson. So when Lamar walks into that room, and unfortunately, I think he has his mom negotiating for him because she's his agent, like, the baseline for any Lamar contract is, what did Dak get? I see that, and I want more. Now, he's not going to get what Mahomes got. He's not going to get what Josh Allen got. But I don't see why he shouldn't get what Dak Prescott got. And again, this is not a, man, he's not worth that, because that's not how it works. It's like the housing market, guys. If a house in the neighborhood goes for X, that's the new baseline by and large. You know, maybe there's some wiggle room due to square feet or acreage, but or newness of the house, or maybe they added a basement or whatever. But by and large, that's the new baseline. And I think that stinks because we were house shopping. I don't care talking about this. You know, we moved out to LA and I was like, well, we're going to rent. I mean, I know the TV business is fickle and who knows how this is going to go. Of course, now I'm on my third contract and, like, you know, things are good. We missed the window on buying twice, so we're in a good rental. It worked out great during COVID. We love it. Location, proximity, all that. And then we started to look, of course, you know, 6 months ago, and the market's going bonkers, and everybody's just asking ridiculous prices. And I'm like, all right, so we have an option of lowballing people and pissing off agents and getting on their bad side when they have the upper hand. Or we just waited out, and we just waited it out. And now things are starting to turn our way. Market's coming down a little, interest rates going up, a lot of people looking to unload. And as more houses flood the market, whoever undercuts the market wins, right? So in the quarterback business, listen, it's almost the exact opposite. And the market is, hey, you've got to pay Lamar what Dak Prescott got, or you run the risk of losing him. I guess you could franchise tag him and go the Kirk Cousins route where you tag him twice and then he's cut loose. But let's be real, guys. How hard is it to find a starting quarterback? We've been over this a dozen times. It is very difficult to just draft a quarterback and think you've got your guy. Did they get a little lucky with Lamar at the end of the first round? Of course they did. Certainly. I mean, they got a little lucky with Joe Flacco. It has worked out for them. Do they have a Super Bowl with Lamar? No. But are they certainly a contender? I like this team a lot this year. I don't know what you couldn't like, given all the injuries they had last year and still how competitive they were. The coaching staff is good. The pieces around Lamar are good. The only problem, of course, is the AFC is just insane depth-wise. It blows away the NFC. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, I walk in, I say, here's Dak's contract. Are you going to match? And again, that's the bare minimum. It's like, here's what Dak got. Start there. I think it's a little presumptuous to say we want what Patrick Mahomes got. I mean, he's been to, what, four straight AFC title games, two Super Bowls. You're not getting what he got. Josh Allen, I know Lamar has an MVP, and Josh Allen is on the come up, but I just if you're asking me, Jason, who would you rather have, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? 2 years ago, I could have made a case for Lamar Jackson. I think at this point, you can't argue Josh Allen has to be the guy. I mean, Josh Allen comes in as one of the favorites for the MVP this year. The Bills are Super Bowl, I think the Super Bowl favorites. I believe they are. It's just a bad time for Lamar Jackson to be saying, I would love a Josh Allen contract. He hasn't been to the Super Bowl, neither have I. Like, I have an MVP, I think Lamar has a good case for getting somewhere between Dak Prescott and Josh Allen. That, to me, is fair value for Lamar Jackson. And Baltimore cannot screw around with this because, again, you don't want to go through the Kirk Cousins situation. And by the way, Lamar Jackson is better than Kirk Cousins. That doesn't need to be said. Let's wrap up with a story that I'm very reluctant to talk about, and there's a chance Rob G., producer to the stars, when he gets back from his weekend excursion and he edits this, he's going to say, Jay, this is too, way, way, way too risky. We can't talk about the Zach Wilson stuff. And I had missed it until my buddy Dan sent it to me. And it was a ridiculous headline from one of these aggregating NFL gossip sites about Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback, broke up with his girlfriend, who is some very attractive female from BYU, and now she is dating his former roommate at BYU, who was a receiver, I think, who plays for the Washington Commanders, or he's on the practice squad or whatever. And there was like, you know, you could just go to Instagram and search if the person's following and all this nonsense. So they did that, and Zach Wilson and his girlfriend broke up. So, of course, what do people do? They go on Instagram and just start crushing the girlfriend. They called her a homie hopper, which I guess is 20s speak for she dated one guy in the crew and now she's dating another. I was unaware of the phrase homie hopper, but I guess it exists. So what does Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend do? She goes on Instagram and replies, well, the real homie hopper is Zach Wilson, who cheated on me with his mom's best friend. And at that point, it's like, okay, do I really need to hear this? Do I need to talk about this from my quarterback, Zach Wilson? And I'll tell you, like, the second or third thought that came into my head, the first one was, I need to Google the mom's best friend. I'm just curious, as any guy would. I thought, geez, this is kind of Mark Sanchez and Sam Darnold all over again, right? Young, handsome quarterback, New York City, and he's just getting into a lot of exciting things with girls. Remember, Sam Darnold had mono that kept him out for a period of time. Mark Sanchez had a bunch of missteps, some that were, I think, talked about on in the papers in New York, and others that were not. Mark's a colleague at Fox, so I'm not going to get into it. I was always a Sanchez guy. He did get to two AFC title games with the Jets. I will brag about that forever as a Jets fan. But, like, listen, you get to New York, you're a cover boy. Zach Wilson's getting invites to all the parties. He's a handsome dude. He's QB1. He's making millions of dollars. He's got his posse rolling with him everywhere. Like, he's probably got a lot of options. And unfortunately for him, this ain't going to be going away, because this is red meat in the water for the tabloids of New York City. I would not be surprised if this is, like, the number one topic for the Jets. And I bet you Sala is pissed, and I bet you Jets players are laughing about it, but Jets fans who are smart are just like, geez, is this what we need? Like, the Jets had a crushed offseason. They were dominant, absolutely slayed the draft, did a great job in free agency, and they come in with expectations. And I'm sure you guys saw the Jets are one of the most bet teams over wins for this upcoming season, because everybody loved their draft, and you know, they had some injuries. I think they're going to be good. I don't know. Are they a 500 team? Probably not. Well, you can't be 500 now with 17 games, but are they an 8-win team? A 9-win team? Probably not. But they're better. They'll be better than they were last year. And the real question is, can Zach Wilson, A, stay healthy, and B, can that offense get started? And there is optimism for both, especially given the weapons they have. And now you got your quarterback, who's certainly in his own head all weekend when he's getting written about that he's now into the Cougars, and there was a bunch of memes flying around. There were some pretty funny ones. I decided I was not going to push them on my social, just because, you know, you never know who's looking at that kind of thing. So, listen, you don't want to make any sweeping judgments about Zach Wilson. And yes, it's kind of funny. It's funny, I used to call him the Mormon Mahomes, and now everybody's calling him the Mormon Manziel, because Johnny Football, obviously a party animal, and not the kind of story I wanted to start the week with, Zach, but I'm optimistic the Jets will get it together. That's it for Monday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.